Blog Talk Radio.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world
Good evening to all of my precious brothers and sisters, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I am Pastor Torres, your humble servant in Christ, and this week we're going to be talking about the theme, God Will Deliver Us in 2022. The word deliver is the same as, the word deliver is the same as saving. God will save us in 2022. God will provide a way of escape in 2022. God will shelter us from all harm and danger in 2022. Our scripture text for tonight's lesson, Manna from Heaven, is found in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. This week, I only have it, King James Version, only because There are no nuances in the text by which we need to present three or four different translations, because if I did present three or four different translations, they would basically be saying the same thing. There are no mysterious words in the text. It's just a straight-up message here in 1 Samuel 17:37. So it reads, David moreover said, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Heavenly Father, again, how we enjoy coming to your table, the table where manna is abundant and manna is free. Oh, how we thank you for your heavenly bread, the bread that satisfies the hungry soul. Speak to us, Lord, in this introductory study as we look at how you pledge in your word to deliver your children when they are in trouble, how you pledge to save us, to keep us from all harm and danger. Oh, Lord, drive that point home this entire week. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Today, I would like to talk to you about the book of 1 Samuel, an introduction to the book of 1 Samuel. Now, the Hebrews don't have, the Jewish people, they don't have their Bible divided in 1 and 2 Samuel. In fact, they just call it the book of Samuel. We Protestants, we have it divided 1 and 2 Samuel. So, in the book 1 Samuel, we are dealing with four main characters, and that's what the book is about. In fact, if you look at your outline on page 1, I have here the four main characters in 1 Samuel and a contrast analysis. In other words, God has paired these four individuals into two groups. First, you have the Eli and Samuel group. Then you have the Saul and David group. The Eli and Samuel group represents the priest of Israel, because both Eli and Samuel were priests unto the Lord. And they were also judges. They were also judges. If you read 1 Samuel, the fourth chapter, it tells you at the end of the chapter that Eli judged Israel for 40 years. He was both high priest and judge, Shiloh, where the tabernacle was located. Eli happened to be the mentor to Samuel. He was his mentor. So Eli, the high priest and judge of Israel, and he is contrasted and compared to his successor, Samuel, again, who was also priest and judge and also prophet. We have to remember that Samuel was also a prophet. He held three offices, priest, judge, and prophet. Now, Samuel was not high priest, but he was a priest. And the last to judge Israel was Samuel, because from the judges, we move from the commonwealth of the judges, we move into the monarchy of the kings. So he's the last judge. So we have priest, judge, and prophet in Samuel. And there's a comparison between the administration of Eli and the administration of Samuel. This is a ministry book, if you will. God is always comparing one minister to another. Trust me, saints, you read the Bible, and you'll see, like here in 1 Samuel, God is letting us know, good minister, bad minister. Good minister, bad minister. So again, Eli and Samuel are compared. Mentor and mentoree are compared. Then you have Saul, who is the first to be anointed king of Israel. He is the Lord's anointed, and he is followed by his successor, David. And so those two are compared. David and Saul are compared. Samuel and Eli are compared. Saul and David are God's anointed kings. They were both duly anointed by Samuel the prophet as he was commissioned by God to anoint one man first and another man some years later. So there you have it. So you have these four men, and they're paired into two groups. And the lesson of the book is to show us why one man failed in one bracket and the other man succeeded. In the other bracket, why one man failed and the other succeeded. If you notice, I have those who failed in gray and those who succeeded in gold. And their offices are right there in the middle. Now, why did Eli fail? Why did Saul fail? Why did Samuel succeed? Why did David succeed? Well, they failed and succeeded based on disobedience and obedience. Eli and Saul disobeyed the Lord, and as such, their offices, their positions, their ministries were taken from them. Samuel and David obeyed the Lord and succeeded. Because if you remember in that famous passage in 1 Samuel 15, where Samuel says to King Saul, Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. You failed to obey the Lord, and now he's taken the kingdom from you and given it to a neighbor of yours who is far better than thee. So again, failure and success in ministry depends on our ability to disobey or obey. If you disobey the Lord, you will fail and he will take you out of your post. But if you obey the Lord, he will establish your ministry until you give up the ghost. So that's the whole breakdown of 1 Samuel. It revolves around four individuals. So the first part of the book, or you can say the first 10 chapters, or the first 8 chapters, excuse me, the first 8 chapters about Eli and Samuel. And from the middle of the 8th chapter all the way to the end of the book, it's about Saul and David. So here you have this contrast, and it would behoove all ministers today who are already in ministry and future ministers to read this book with this in mind. God will show you why some fail in service to him and why others succeed. And it's all based on, do we obey his word or do we disobey his commandments? That's the whole key. And so, as you can see, I have here on the bottom of the page, Eli and Saul were not delivered. Samuel and David were delivered. And remember, the theme for this week is God will deliver us in 2022. You want God to deliver you? Obey the Lord. Keep his commandments. Do everything God would have you to do, and he will deliver you. Obey the Lord. Live a reckless life. Don't do what he commands you to do, and you will have problems. It's that simple, saints. It's that simple. So here in the text, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, that's one deliverance, and out of the paw of the bear, that's the second deliverance, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine, that would be the third deliverance. So failure said unto success, go, and the Lord be with thee. Saul represents failure. David represents success. So failure said to success, go, and the Lord be with thee. So in the next couple of lessons, we want to move and we want to go forward and we want to understand how God delivers his people and how deliverance is guaranteed to the saints in 2022. And if the Lord doesn't return and we go into 2023, it'll be guaranteed in 2023. And if the Lord doesn't return and by the end of 2023 and 2024 comes in, the Lord will grant us, again, deliverances. He is the God who delivers his people. When the enemy wants to attack the people, the Lord delivers us. Now notice, I want you to see this. Who wiped out Eli's sons and brought the end of Eli's priesthood? Was it not the Philistines? Was it not the Philistines who brought an end to Eli's ministry? It certainly was. You'll find that in the book of 1 Samuel, the fourth chapter. Who brought an end to the monarchy of King Saul? Was it not the Philistines? Yes, it was. Read the last chapter in 1 Samuel. So if you read the first chapter, if you read the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel, the fourth, there it describes the end, the demise of Eli's family. In the last chapter, you have Saul's family, his sons and him dying on the battlefield by the hand of the very same people who brought about the demise of Eli and his sons, the Philistines. But here in the text, David says, God will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine, and God did. Notice, Eli and Saul suffered at the hands of the Philistines, but David did not, because David obeyed the Lord. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's all there in the book. It's encoded in the book. All we got to do is read the book and understand what God is trying to convey. The same thing that took out Eli and Saul was trying to take out David, but God would not permit it. Why? Because David obeyed God, and he loved the Lord. And it was Samuel who routed the Philistines. The Philistines could not contend with the prophet Samuel, for they were routed by the prophet of God. So you see, those who defeated Eli and Saul could not defeat Samuel and David. Why? Because they chose to obey God. You want to succeed? Obey the Lord. You don't want to be taken out? Obey God. Those who fail to obey the Lord go the way of the dodo. Those who fail to follow God's precepts will no longer be in office. Those who fail to do right by God and his people, God will have them removed. But those who love God and serve his people, they shall be delivered again and again and again. Well, saints, that does it for today. I'll be back tomorrow. I want you to ponder everything that we've said. Look at the book of 1 Samuel. Go through it. Notice the division. First, the book's about Eli and Samuel. Then the book is about Saul and David. It's a contrast analysis in leadership. It tells you what leaders fail and what leaders succeed and why. And why. So, we want to succeed in 2022. We want to do much for the Lord in 2022. But the only way we can do that is by obeying the Lord, following his word to the letter. Because the Bible says, God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, I'll be praying for you. You pray for me. And don't forget, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we have our prayer institute for a half hour from 7 to 7:30. Sister Linda Hart was going to be instructing many who tune in at the 7 o'clock hour to 7:30. She's going to be giving them Bible instruction, Bible Institute training when it comes to the ministry of prayer. And then at 7:30, we begin the prayer meeting and we go for an hour. Don't miss the most important service in our church as we seek the Lord and seek his strength. God bless you. I want to close today's program with the song, Anchored in Jesus. Are you anchored tonight? Are you anchored in the Lord? I hope and pray that you are. For if you're anchored in him, he will deliver you.
Faith has its anchor in Jesus' love. When on the ocean of life, tempests are raging and storm winds move, rising the soul with the strife. Save or I perish, O Lord, I cry. Save me from shipwreck and death.